Blackstone Audio presents Freedom from Fear, The American People in Depression and War, 1929 through 1945, by David M. Kennedy. This book is for Ben, Bess, and Tom. Qui laeti ficant vitam meam. Prologue, November 11, 1918. And a knell rang in the ears of the victors, even in their hour of triumph. Winston Churchill, 1927. The Great War ended on November 11, 1918. It had lasted 1,563 days, claimed the lives of some 10 million soldiers, wounded 20 million others, and devoured more than $300 billion of the world's treasure. It destroyed empires and dethroned dynasties, the Hohenzollerns in Germany, the Habsburgs in Austria, the Romanovs in Russia. In the war's final hours, new regimes were aborning in Vienna, Warsaw, Budapest, Prague, and Dublin, while revolutionaries huzzaed through the streets of Berlin and Petersburg. A strange stillness settled over the fighting fronts, a grim herald of 2 decades of tense armistice in the 20th century's 30-year war. News of the war's end reached Lance Corporal Adolf Hitler in a military hospital in the town of Pasewalk, near Stettin in Pomerania. A twice-decorated message runner with the 16th Bavarian Reserve Infantry Regiment, Hitler had huddled through the night of October 13th on a hillside in Flanders, while the British rained gas grenades on the German trenches. Through the darkness, the gas hissed from the canisters toward the German lines. By morning, Hitler's eyes were red-hot coals, and he was blind. Clutching his last report of the war, he groped his way to the rear and was put aboard a train for the east. Now, 4 weeks later, on November 10th, a sobbing hospital chaplain informed Hitler and his recuperating comrades that a revolution...